Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is, of course, Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, December 14th. Super happy to be with you all today. I love my Thursday mornings with you guys and my co-hosts. Should be a really good show today. We'll have a little bit of news about our special guest, but hopefully this will happen. Before I say hello to Cindy this morning, and I'm not sure if Tiff's going to be on, but before we do that, I just want to remind everyone, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have any testimonials, we'd really love to hear from it. You just press one on your phone, and it pops you into the queue, and I know you want to chat with us. So please do that if you have anything to share or questions to ask. As you know, it's a big part of our show is to be able to talk with all of you and hear what you have to say and hear what you have to share and hear any questions you have. Likely if you have that question, other people do too, and it gives us a chance to delve a little bit deeper into some of those questions. So I just wanted to, as a reminder for this show, we do have to keep it to horse unit with horses and really stay away from anything medical. But I mean, as you know, that gives us a ton to talk about. So we are no doubt we can fill this with appropriate conversation about what we need to talk about. And I know you all have questions and things that you're wondering about. So please chat with us. So Cindy, good morning.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're all in the holiday spirit and not getting too stressed out. And I know at Beamer we have some challenges right now, so that's the call that I was just on, and it's not finished. So I think Megan will try and join us shortly. I need to text her for just a minute. So, Rainey, you need to talk.
Yeah, no problem. So we had Megan Smith scheduled to come on as promised. We didn't have a lot of notice, so we couldn't, you know, tell you guys in advance that she was coming, but she was more than willing to come on the show and chat with us. And we had some conversations last week about, how we can use her as distributors. And so we thought, well, let's just bring the source on and we will chat with her. Although there is a manager meeting right before this call, and that's why Cindy had just got off it, just popped on right before it started, and Megan is still going, so Megan is on that still, so we're hoping she's going to join us as soon as that call is over, we'll see how that all goes.
I texted the number, so I do have something else to talk about, though. And,
yeah, please.
I don't know how many of our listeners, participate in online horse magazines. You know, there's horse.com and there's the Chronicle of the Horse. And so today, for the 14th, there's an article called Back in the Chronicle of the Horse. So that, it's www.chronofhorse.com. And, they're talking about a show jumper rebounds from a broken pelvis and a damaged eye. I know these are medical things, but I'm just talking about an article here, Rainey. So, there's definitely a rehab for Skyline Wyman's horse called Sataki. And part of that rehab for the eye involved Beamer. And so it's a nicely written article. It's got some pictures in there of things that we've all known to do as to off-label use with the cuff to be able to rig it around, using the halter and the Velcro, and to be able to keep it on the face. And this, in this case, was being able to work on his eye. And that was part of his combined rehab and ongoing maintenance. And so, again, it kind of showcases how Beamer is an adjunctive therapy. I suggest you take a look at it because it's a great article. And again, it was published, it says December 13th. So it would be, it's pretty current.
I just typed in the Chronicle of the Horse. And it came up in their main page. It was right there on the front of their main page. So I just found it in that amount of time. So, yeah, it's right there, right on the front top corner of that page.
So, yeah, there's things like this that, come up periodically. And it's basically free advertising for Beamer. And so definitely want to, encourage you to take advantage of that. So Megan just said, she's got the greatest of intentions, so we'll see. but in her absence, I think the elephant in the room for this, for everybody who would be, on this call, is that, we've got an order backlog and a kind of a shipping debacle going on. Now, that's not, it's not unusual for companies that have big sales and have, holiday specials and, have all the issues that come up at the end of the year. And I can just assure you from having been on this call is that the company is doing everything they possibly can to get orders out as quickly as possible. I think it's also fair to say that that we were so successful. Remember, this was a global sale. This wasn't just North America on, promotion both for the human and the horse vets. And that, it was volume that the company has never seen before. And, that's a tribute to everybody's efforts. And, we're all we would love to have things work under normal schedules. And unfortunately, that's just not able to happen. But they are really doing everything they possibly can. And what I understand from having been on this call is that they will be sending out in the next day or so, there will be an email going out to both distributors as well as all the customers that are kind of backlogged as to what the, what they're doing and, what the expectations are. So I think it's our job as distributors, number one, and particularly to keep in mind for people that are ordering things, like even just something that wasn't affected by the cyber sale, like the neck applicator, to say, we're working through, I just want you to know we're working through a backlog. They're moving as quickly as they can, but it will be, it might be later than you like. So I think it's a matter of how we describe it to our customers so that we don't say, oh, yeah, no problem, you're going to get it in a couple of days. It's specifically to the neck applicator itself because it wasn't affected by the, by the sale. And they are in, it's not a question of inventory, they are in inventory. But so while they're trying to work on the backlog, they're also trying to deal with the neck applicators and new orders that come in, but it's a juggling act, let's put it this way. So,
it's also just the time of year. It's also just the time of year where everything's backlogged. I mean, I just walked into, I was just returning an Amazon thing, and I walked into a UPS store a few days ago, and they had so many packages piled up, they had created like a walking tunnel for themselves. because they were waiting for UPS trucks to come. I mean, so on top of what is already like, you know, a huge successful cyber sale, then you have just the natural this time of year holiday shipping stuff. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's out of the realm to tell people to expect, you know, delays this time of year in shipping. So,
yeah. And
just in general.
You know, yeah, when somebody says, well, can you promise me I'll get it by Christmas? I would say,
no,
I can't promise you that.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's just be careful. And I will tell you in what I'm doing in my case, because just as an example, and, you know, depending on the volume, of course, it's what's possible or may not be possible. But for someone that, you know, has ordered their horse bed on the cyber sale and they won't be able to get it, I'm, you know, I'm loaning them one of mine until theirs comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to get her some kind of a thank you gift on top of it. So I think, you know, we work with a company that has an incredible kind of a reputation to keep, but also our products are really unique and above the whatever else is available. So, you know, I feel like I am well paid for my work with Beamer, and it doesn't hurt to pay it forward on the customer side a little bit. So this is a time to, you know, I haven't thought about that I might provide a beast scan as a thank you, or I might, you know, do something like, you know, using one of the Beamer gear things, you know, she might like a jacket
mm-hmm.
or something. But, you know, again, I'm not putting this all off on Beamer. I feel like as a distributor, and this is my personal business, I want to do things to keep my customers happy. And to the extent possible that I can, you know, go out in it. You know, yes, it invests a little bit of money, but it's on me. That's something that I would encourage people to think about, what you could do, you know, whether you want, if they're local, you know, if you could provide sessions, if you don't have enough, you know, to be able to loan out one yourself, could you say, I'm going to come over and I'll work on your horse, because I know that you wanted to get it as soon as possible for some kind of a condition, for example. See how much you can make up the difference in this regard. You know, nobody planned this. This wasn't something that was, you know, intentional or you know, really a fault, as Rainey was saying. This is just sometimes things happen, and I just would recommend that you try and be as positive as possible and make up the difference to what extent you can with your customers for your business. So, anyway, I don't know. We're still, Megan hasn't showed up yet, right? Okay.
She's not on there.
It's your turn to dance. Rainy.
I was just gonna say if we, just so everyone knows, if we are able to get Megan on, you know, within a timely manner today, because we want to respect everybody's time, you know, hers and all of yours and our, you know, and our own. So if we are unable to get her on, you know, in the next probably 10 minutes or so, we probably will just reschedule her and we'll have her on again, because we know there, we know you all want to hear from her. We know you all have questions for her. We know you all want to, you know, get answers to some of those questions that we had last week. So I just want you to know that if we don't make it work this week, we'll reschedule it and we'll definitely have her on again. I know she wants to be on today, but she just can't. And I know she will make time to be on the show again with us at a later date if we can't make this work today. So I just want to assure everyone we'll still get that done for you. Well, I don't really have a lot to chat about, but I just real quick though, I was hoping you would do a one last little plug for the Equine Academy.
I can do that for sure. So
I know that's coming up real quick.
next Monday. And obviously it'll be the last one that we do this year. And we don't do these every month. There's, you know, there's quite a lot to pull together for people's schedules to be able to manage this. And so we haven't chosen a date yet, but I suspect it's going to be in March. after the manager's meeting. And so to the extent that you can have people come on now, we obviously, ideally, we say that you attend your basic academy first for new distributors, because that's really such a good overview of everything, you know, in terms of the history and, you know, what's microcirculation and you know, even just some of the terminology and the background and all of that is just important, as well as it being required. But if you haven't been able to do that first, I would suggest that, and Rainey, you've said this before, you can take the Equine Academy. You might be a little bit, you'll have to do catch up, and maybe your sponsor can be helpful. And be, if you're bringing on somebody new, be mindful as their sponsor that you're going to need to support them a little more than usual. But you will get something out of this academy that will be useful for you. And it does not satisfy your requirement to do the basic two-day academy, but there is no cost. You can repeat it. We do not record these things. Academies are, you know, once recordings are out there, they can be, they assume a life of their own. And so the point of the academy is to participate and be active with it, and they are not recorded.
Just like with anything Beamer, though, it's always updated and constantly changing, and you're bringing in new information and new studies and new, you know, all the new things. So, I mean, yeah, it's every single one is going to be different and new and updated. So, yeah, the recording is outdated almost as soon as you guys finish.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so the other thing is, I talked to someone who said, oh, I work all day, I can't take 6 hours off. And so I said, well, do it in stages then. You know, take off as much time as you can and listen to it, and then catch the next one around. Something is better than nothing. So, you know, I mean, if you're not there the full time, amount of time, you don't get, quote, credit with Beamer for, you know, qualifying, you know, if you need to have attended this, your certification, so to speak, but still the information is the most important. And so, again, I encourage you to say some is better than none. And to talk about, if you have distributors that are new, to consider, you know, that you want to get them in there. Again, Friday, tomorrow is the last day to register. We have to get information, and you, after registering, you want to make sure that you receive the email from me and from, you know, on behalf of the other academy directors, Dr. Marlies and Hannah, that gives you the link to be able to sign on. Don't use the link that's on your ticket. It doesn't work. I need to send it to you. And so, and please don't call me in the middle of the night trying to plead this. I just have one more. So far, we've got almost 180 people signed up. We do have room.
Great.
Yes. And so the other thing I encourage is if you listen to Blog Talk, you know, once in a while, and or even all the time, and you're not a horse person yourself, but you have people in your downline that are, I think it's definitely an eye opener for you to do this academy at least once, so that you know some of the things that are involved, and it's a heightened your awareness issue. It is possible to invite
customers. I was just going to say, I would argue, even if you don't have people currently under you that are horse people, you may at some point, and you'd really like to be able to talk to somebody at least a little bit if they start asking you about that, so you can educate yourself so that you will be prepared to maybe talk to a horse person, which you never know if you're going to run into. And I honestly think just learning more about the horse unit will help you even if you never talk to a horse person. I think it just helps you understand Beamer in general from a different perspective, and it may just solidify some of your understanding of what Beamer does, like I said, just from a different perspective. And I think it's valuable for anybody. whether you ever think you're going to talk to a horse person or not.
Yeah, I agree. And so consider it. You know, it starts at noon Eastern time, and we ask people to sign in around, you know, an hour beforehand, and then go do something else till start time, because that's how we register you, is when you sign into use the link, and I can see people, they put in their name in the chat. That's how we get you registered as attending. And another thing is, if you have a distributorship under your barn name or stable or farm or whatever your business is called, please show your personal name, because that's how we are able to make the connected dots when you sign into on this Zoom link. So there's make sure you get the email. If not, reach out to myself or one of the other organizers. And you won't get it until after you've registered online, no cost. You can invite customers, but recognize this is training for distributors, and so not all the information will be particularly relevant to customers. And we want to encourage people to be proactive. It's not like you can say, I don't understand about this, but I'll just have the customer come on the academy. That's not the point. This is something that you need to be, if you're selling a horse set and, making commissions on it, you need to invest the time and the knowledge, even if it's not something that's, the priority for you and your business. It's just information that's important to you. So, anyway, Friday, last day, and last one of this year. So hopefully,
I promise you, no matter what, no matter your experience, no matter your background, no matter the reason why you're doing it, you will gain something from this academy. So I think it's valuable for everybody.
Yeah.
So obviously we didn't plan anything for today because we were hoping to have Megan on, but and it's looking like we're not going to get her, so we will plan on having her back on again.
Well, I think she just looks 760.
Oh.
She should be there, Rainey.
There she is. Okay. Hi, Megan.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome on.
Yeah. Sorry I'm late. The call's still going, but I didn't want to miss the whole blog talk since I had committed to it, so I just wanted to jump on and say hi before everything wrapped up.
We don't want to keep you away from that manager call because I know that's important right now, but we can just have you say a quick hi and maybe just get a promise from you to come back on at a later date.
Sure, whatever works for you guys.
Yeah. So, yeah. Megan, this is Cindy, and what I kind of shared some of my feedback from being on the call as much as I was, to say that, the company is taking this very seriously and they're working furiously to get this resolved. But, maybe if you want to give your perspective about this, because we had such a successful cyber sale, I think that would be certainly relevant for our audience.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't want to say this is a good problem to have, but this problem is a result of doing such a fantastic job with the horse set during Cyber Week. I knew it was going to be a huge success, but I'm also not in logistics in Germany either, so it's hard for me to convey that to them. But just for just for some numbers and put stuff into perspective, is we typically ship out in the U.S. and Canada about 200 horse sets, at most 250 a month. And we sold 896 in 2 weeks. So, I mean, we literally quadrupled our sales, which obviously with that, that's just North America. That doesn't take into consideration Europe, too, which was also super successful. So, you know, they are literally overloaded, and I'm not trying to make excuses at all, but, you know, unfortunately, this is the result of being so good. But, yes, we are and they are working on it and trying to get, you know, the issues resolved as quickly as possible. You know, I know it's frustrating. I know it's hard to go back to customers. I know people were expecting it for Christmas. I know it's a lot of money. You know, I completely sympathize and empathize with all of you. And, you know, I was a sales rep and I've been in your shoes and I've had to deliver that news to customers that, you know, it's not coming when we expected it to come. And it's not an easy position to be in, but, you know, I do want you to be comfortable and confident in knowing that we are trying to get everything resolved as quickly as possible. You know, I'm a big fan of over or under promising and over delivering. So, you know, I know they said that order should ship out no later than December 31st. I'm really hoping, you know, we can get everything in line and they'll ship out sooner. And at least maybe we'll get tracking information for Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So I'm thinking from, and this is a topic that I know is near and dear to your heart, Megan, but maybe we talked a little bit about if you wanted to kind of just do any of a recap of, excuse me, of kind of, you haven't been with us the whole year, you know, it's really, you know, 3/4 of the year or 2/3, and kind of what, you know, what your focus has been and what things have happened this year and maybe a little glimpse of what you see going forward into next year because we're almost at that time.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that Christmas is 12 days away and the new year is, you know, just behind that. So I can't believe how fast this year went, but it's been, you know, a great, what is it, 7-8 months that I've been with Beamer. And, you know, my initiative when I came here was, obviously, I'm a sales director, so we want to increase sales, which I'm happy to report that month over month, a horse that did increase their sales. You know, when I came on, the sales were down pretty significantly over the prior year. And, you know, we're just about being at last year's sales numbers, which there's no growth, but I'm okay with that because when I came in, you know, horse head sales were down like 50%. So to have gained 50% in, you know, 6 to 7 months is pretty impressive, and I'm happy to hear that. And that means that there's a ton of horses out there that are getting Beamers, and that makes me, my heart happy. Another initiative when I came on was, you know, morale across the company and certainly the equine side of the business was down a bit. And, you know, I'm happy to report that I've seen a significant change in the morale and support and really just people seem to be a lot happier. You know, I don't know if that's any of my doing or that's just, you know, a combination of things that have been happening. But regardless, you know, I'm happy to see that everybody is happy and, you know, we can appreciate being here with this great product and helping horses and, you know, meeting some cool people along the way and friendships and things of that nature. So those are probably two of the most noticeable things I've seen since coming to Beamer. And, you know, similarly for 2024 is obviously we want to get as many Beamers on horses as possible. You know, that's the goal. And the goal is still to keep morale up. You know, I'd really like to see, I really like when I see people working on cross teams and supporting each other and not kind of staying in their silos and saying, you know, they're not my teammate or I don't need to do this, you know, just being supportive and being, you know, good people is what I like to see and hopefully continue education. You know, I know education is a huge push with the company right now and certainly on the equine side because I'm a huge fan of education and we're just trying to figure out our concrete plan for 2024 and, you know, what education looks like as a whole for Beamer. So hopefully, you know, in early 2024, we can communicate that with everyone and give you a heads up on what's coming. I'd really, really love in 2024 if we could do an in-person equine academy. I think that would be fantastic. So that's one of my goals on my wish list.
Yeah, me too.
I think it would be great. So fingers crossed we can make that happen.
Yeah. So have you had any kind of recent feedback about, with your own horse, or any kind of good stories to share with us?
I would say my horse is just a completely different horse since using Beamer. Even if I don't do it every day, or, you know, in the last couple of weeks I've not been nearly as consistent as I'd like to be because things have just been a little crazy. But, you know, she's just overall, I know I've shared in the past, but for some people that haven't been on the call, she's 5 and she had been started very young. She's the most thrilled horse I've ever ridden at 5. And she's very sensitive, but she's been mishandled and mistreated. And she doesn't like any type of big energy. So if you have big energy, she will not come within 10 feet of you. She wants no part of it. And since using the Beamer, she's also a cribber, so that doesn't help her muscles or anything like that. But since using the Beamer, she's stopped cribbing. She's significantly decreased in her cribbing, and she'll only crib when she's incredibly stressed, or if something scares her and she runs in the field, she'll crib, or she'll crib here and there when she eats. But, I mean, I used to look out on the paddock, and I would just see her cribbing 90% of the time. So that was a huge change since using the Beamer. And also, you know, her personality, she's just so much more relaxed. She's still very guarded, and she still doesn't want your big energy near her, especially if she thinks that big energy may affect her in a negative way. But, you know, overall, she just kind of looks more relaxed. You know, she'll hang out in the field and just sleep, or she watches me clean stalls. You know, she's just seems like her life is much more enjoyable now since using the Beamer, which makes me incredibly happy.
And it also means you don't have to replace as many fence posts, fence rails.
Yeah. Well, I put electric up on that. So we have bale barns for the round bales, and so she'll crib on that during the day. But she couldn't get to the fence post. We stopped that because that was her favorite place to go.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, she loves Beamer, and it makes me so happy to see her so happy and relaxed. And, you know, like I said, she's only 5. She'll be 6 this year. I got her when she was 4. And it just, you know, it breaks my heart to see a horse so damaged that young. You know, she doesn't deserve it. And she's beautiful, and she's incredibly smart and talented. And it makes me feel good to be able to, you know, take some of that negative past away from her and, you know, give her the best life possible.
Well,
yeah,
and I always
really
some of my
something.
Favorite.
Yeah, go ahead, Rainey.
Yeah, just some of my most favorite stories are just like that. There isn't something of like this incredible, you know, healing. Which I mean, those are incredible too, like the healing stories or the, you know, injury stories or anything like that. But just horses being able to behave like horses again are some of the ones that get me the most, because you know there's probably something traumatic that happened that is the reason why they're not doing the things that they, you know, horses normally do. And so just being able to give them that back is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, they don't ask to ever be mistreated. You know, they just exist, and they happen to fall in the wrong hands of someone, and they have a bad experience, and that can ruin them for life. And, you know, she's so smart that I know if I were to ever do anything to offend her or, you know, question her trust in me, that's the end. So, you know, it's really impressive. And I mean, I just think horses are amazing, and we don't deserve half of the things they give us. So like you said, just be able to let her, you know, be happy and be a horse. And her only mission in life is, you know, to make me happy. So the fact that I can make her equally as happy makes me feel good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. you know, well, we're at the kind of the end of our time here. Just want to respect everyone's time, and I know you probably need to have a million things to do. But I would really love to have you back, because I know that a lot of the questions people had are maybe you delving into a little bit more, not only that you are, you know, in charge of sales, but what that actually means to the individual distributors and you know, not only what you do in the background with education and the training and all that kind of stuff, but what you're doing more on the front end, you know, things like this. So I know people would really love to hear more about, you know, all the things you're doing and how we as distributors can utilize you the best way.
Right. Yeah.
So
I'd
love
think
to have
that,
you back on.
Yeah. One of the questions that came up last week was kind of, well, you know, is this something that I could, you know, request Megan's assistance to talk with my veterinarian or, you know, another professional? And so obviously you don't want to sign up for, you know, doing three-way calls all day long every day. But, you know, if there's circumstances or ways that you'd like best to, you know, to respond to that, you know, maybe that's something you could just tack on here before we sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to do that and, you know, be able to answer any questions that somebody may have about Beamer or, you know, using the horse set in a certain situation.
Okay. And so how would you like people to reach out to you in that circumstance?
You can either call or email me. Either way is fine, and I don't want anybody to ever feel like you're bothering me. If you call me with something that's, you know, not in my wheelhouse, I'll just kindly direct you to the person that can help you. But I'm always happy to, you know, have conversations and figure out, you know, how we can best support you. So either call or email would be great. And, you know, just give me a little bit of time. If you get lucky and I'm not doing something and can jump on a call immediately, that would be awesome, but, you know, just sometimes my calendar gets a little crazy with the meetings and stuff, so just give me a little bit of time to get something planned, and I'd be happy to do so.
Absolutely. So what's the best – I'm not going to ask you to give your phone number. I'm going to ask you to give you the email that you'd like people to use.
Sure. So it's megan.smith@beamergroup.com.
Okay.
And then if you just email me with your phone number, I'll call you and we can chat.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you for I wonder if that call's still going on.
My phone is blowing up and I stepped away so that I didn't have to hear it in the background. So I'll find out as soon as I walk back out there.
I was going to say, you're probably going to have to get back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So appreciate your time very much. Yeah, thanks for coming on. Okay.
Sorry I was late. And,
definitely.
I do have time next Thursday, so if you want to do it sooner rather than later, I can certainly jump on next Thursday.
That works for me, Cindy. Will that work for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Megan, let's plan on that, and then we can have you back and we can just delve into a little bit more of questions other people have for you and listeners. Please use Facebook if you have questions or topics that you want to address towards her. If you let us know in Facebook, then we'll make sure that we can ask those questions for you if you're not able to listen live. That way we can you can get answers to your questions for Megan, even if you can't listen live that day. So, great. Megan, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time. I know you had to step away from that meeting, and we all understand getting called away and not being able to to be here. So, thank you so much for taking the time, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Megan. Goodness. Okay. Well, we'll take her where we can get her. I know she's got crazy busy, and I appreciate her coming on, and that's great. She'll come back in next week. And so just again, please, everyone, use Facebook or, you know, any way you can get in touch with us. If there's any questions you want to ask Megan or anything you want her to talk about more, let's take advantage of her while we've got her here on the call next week. So, Cindy, any final words for today?
No, I'm going into academy mode. So, you know, think about it and look forward to seeing some or many of you on next Monday.
and make sure that you take your vitamins because it's a busy day.
Yes. Yeah. Wake up, get signed on, then go get your coffee and breakfast and vitamins, and then come back on to when that's just a perfect time. You get up and you get all signed on so they can get you registered, and then you can go. That's what I did. Made my breakfast, made my tea, and then I was ready for the show. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you guys showing up every week and supporting us. We got Megan for just a few minutes today, but we'll definitely take advantage of having her on next week. So be sure to come back in next week and come with your questions. Because I know we'll have questions for her from you guys, but also we'll open it up if you guys have any direct questions for her too. So be sure to have questions for her. So we take advantage of having her on and having her available for us. So looking forward to that. All right, everyone. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Be sure to tune in to the other days of Blog Talk. They're doing great things on those other days. But, you know, we're going to meet you here next Thursday to talk about horses. All right, everyone. I hope you have a great week and non-stressful holiday prep for the next week and a half or so. All right. Bye, everyone. Bye, Cindy.
Bye, Rainey. Bye, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.